The Florida Department of Health and Rose County offering a new program aimed heading off the onset of that of type 2 diabetes. Those most prone to develop the disease. WWWF's Dunwoody reports.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, one in three American adults has prediabetes.
Prediabetes means that your blood sugar on average is higher than it should be, but it's not met the threshold for a diagnosis of diabetes.
Sandra Park O'Hara is administrator of DOH Santa Rosa and says those most at risk of being prediabetic and developing or already having developed type 2 diabetes cover a wide swath of the population.
Usually people who are over 45 years of age, people who are carrying a little extra weight, people who have a family history of type 2 diabetes, people who may not be as active as they could be a couple of times a week, or people who were diagnosed with gestational diabetes during pregnancy or had a very large birth weight baby.
Prediabetics are 5 to 15 times more likely to develop type 2 than those with normal blood glucose levels. Many of them will develop the disease within 3 years if nothing's done to prevent it. O'Hara says that's where the lifestyle class come in.
Things that we could all probably work to do a little bit better, be a little bit more conscious of our eating and dietary habits and learning to deal with stressors and occasion stressors that come up that we can maybe learn a little bit about to take a different approach.
The CDC's National Diabetes Prevention Program is based on research from the National Institutes of Health. When it comes to type 2 diabetes, the data show weight loss is the key to heading it off at the pass.
People who are pre-diabetic, if they lose about 7% of their body weight and will increase their exercise up to about 150 minutes per week, actually has a risk reduction of about 58%.
The classes feature a trained lifestyle coach to teach skills needed to make lasting changes in weight, diet, exercise, and managing stress. Registration, says O'Hara, is underway.
We usually take about 25 to 30 in a class, and I believe the evening class at this point has about 20, and the noon class has about 15. So there's still some openings for both those classes if people want to register.
You don't have to train like an Olympian to get the desired effect. Little changes can add up to big differences.
Most people, of course, walking is easy. You don't need a lot of extra equipment. You just need a safe place to walk, and walking for about 30 minutes a day can make that change.
And for those who display neither type 2 nor pre-diabetes symptoms, Sandra Park O'Hara says keeping it that way involves everything in moderation and observing 5-2-1-0.
5 fruits and vegetables a day, 2 hours recreational screen time, computers, TV, and those kind of things, 1 hour of physical activity a day, and 0 sugary drinks. If we can get people doing the 5-2-1-0 program, then they've covered their physical activity and the nutrition part.
If the National Diabetes Prevention Program were implemented nationwide, the CDC says it could save the healthcare system nearly $6 billion. It would also prevent about 885,000 future cases of type 2 diabetes. More information on the classes in Milton is available by calling DOH Santa Rosa at 983-5200. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.